This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We give you praise. We exalt you. We magnify your name. We bless you. Lord, I bless you. I bless you. We bless you as an assembly. We bless you for these times that you have brought upon us, this season that you have brought upon us. We thank you for showing us mercy. You are redefining mercy to us again, no? Merciful one, Baba Anu, Oba Anu, you are showing us mercy again. We have known a mercy. We have known some mercies. But yet you come to us again as a merciful one. Lord, we bless you. We give you praise. We ask for help. We ask for breath. We ask for bread. We ask that you bless us. Bless us with your word. Bless us with your spirit. Bless us with water. Bless us with wine. Bless us with spirit in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes. Open our hearts. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me to speak as I ought to speak. Inspire me to fetch forth your thoughts. Help me, Lord, to minister as I ought to minister. Help me stand where I ought to stand. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you bless my meditation. I pray for grace. I pray for strength. I pray for supply of life. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes once more, Lord. Bless me too, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. The ministry of the Son of God, you know, one of the things that was very clear, God's servant started with that last week. He said one of the things that the ministry of the Son of God has come to do is to grant us access to the sanctuary. And you and I need to align with God, what God has to offer us. And he said a very profound statement that got me thinking. You know, I believe that we know that when you hear the Son of God, they are talking about Jesus of Nazareth, but not Jesus of Nazareth that walked literally. When you say the Son of God is like an office. You know, it's not his person. There's actually a person in that place because we see in Hebrew, as a Son of God, he occupies a role called high priest, you know, a minister of the sanctuary. I mean, we are all in different walk with the Lord. And when they say Son of God, is Jesus not the Son of God? Yes, he is the Son of God. But it is actually one of the things that he custodes. So when God's servant said that one of the things that the ministry of the Son of God has come to do is to give us access to the sanctuary. And then, you know, as a believer, you can just begin to wonder, which one is access again? Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Are we not all dwelling in the sanctuary? If you look at it like that, it's not like that. Because even when you look at the order of creation from the beginning, there was a garden, there was also Eden. There was Eden that God created. There was also a garden that God created. And there was also the tree of life. So the lion say is in the sanctuary. No, lion would have been dwelling in some part of Eden. They were not in the garden. So there were specifics. I'm just trying to say that when it comes to the issue of God giving us access, it is not one size fits all. It's actually a journey. You know, you can think about Jesus has given us, you know, you can just think about access. Access is not proxy. You know, you can be living in a house with somebody. Say by proxy, we dwell together. Right? But by access, you might not have access to the person. The gardener in Aso Rock can say, I live in Aso Rock. But does he have access to President? Except access is granted what? To him. So the issue of access, it will be very funny for any believer to think that I have access to the things that partake to holy. That means you are unschooled. It just shows your naivety. Okay, for those of us that work in big organizations, the fact that your MD is in the same building you are, does it mean you have access to his office? So the issue of access is very important. I'm just trying to say. And that is why for a believer to think that access does not matter It means that you think that life does not matter. So the issue of access is very, very, very key. Even in heaven. Excuse me. Going to heaven is not a guarantee that you have access. Because even in heaven, there are invisible things. You know, in this earth, as we are now, as me and you are here now, there are invisible natural things. I'm not talking of angels. The scientists here, it will take them to maybe put some X-ray and X-ray that there are some microorganisms here that we cannot see with our naked eye. So that means me and you don't have access to the ecosystem of that microbe. But they might leech on us. The same thing with the things of God. So I'm just trying to say that as a believer, it is not correct for you not to desire access to the things that make up you. Because you see, when it comes to the issue of access is not primarily about God wants to give me access. Mm-mm. It is the two people involved. The person that wants to give you access and the person that wants to be given access. Because they might want to give us and you are not willing. And that was what happened to Adam and Eve. Because they were supposed to come into that access of the tree of life. Why? Because the access has been declared. God said, you can eat of any tree in this garden. You might say that that is an access, right? But there's a willingness that would have commended that access to them. And then the same way, you that they want to give access, if you are not willing, nothing, and if they are not willing to give you, they are not going to give you. So the issue of access is a big deal. And one of the things he wants to give us are the things that makes him living and everlasting. Me and you, we have life. To a large extent, you have believed in the Lord Jesus. You have worked. There's a life you have. But they don't just want us to have life. They want us to live. Then after living, they want us to come to where we can last. So the things, you know, they want to give us access are the things that make those things. And you know, why we will forever and ever, we will love him forever. We will serve him forever. It's because he's the custodian of those things he wants to give. Luke 10:21. He said in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. You see, and that's why I thank God though. Thank God that this everlasting and eternal life, it is not in the palaces. You don't understand. Imagine if this everlasting life, that they say, before you can have it, you must have some billions in your account. Or some dollars. Or you might have some cryptocurrency. What will become our faith? Shamania says. So you can see why it was important that even our Lord Jesus was born in a manger. Oh, he had to come in a manger so he's accessible to all. So you can choose to disdain and you can choose to love. You know, if he was born as a child of Herod, oh, go to Elise salvation because will Herod want to kill his son? Will he watch Pilate, you know, to kill his child? You know, that's why he said, Jesus rejoiced in his spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father. When you hear Father in scripture, just think seed. When you hear Father, think sons, think children. When they say Father, they didn't just say man or God. When they say Father, they are talking about the ability of a man to father a generation. So he said, I thank you, O Father. Jesus was acknowledging an estate of the Father, not even with the substance of the Father, but what the Father can give. Because when you say Father, it means he is acknowledging a relationship called some children ought to come to the things the Father has. He said, Lord of heaven and earth, that I has eat this is from the wise and what? And has revealed them unto what? Babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good what? In that sight. You see, the wise and the prudent. Is anybody wise here? In your own eyes, are you prudent? In your own eyes? If you claim this estate, they said they have hidden things from you. Anytime you claim being wise and prudent, they are telling you that the more you look, the less you see. They are just saying that you are blind. When they say something is hidden for some people, it means that these people, they are blind. He said, all things are delivered. Can we read together, church? All things are delivered to me of my Father. And no man knoweth who the Son is, but what? The Father. And who the Father is, but what? The Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal. Now, this statement, honestly, has been troubling me. I've not been able to resolve it. How can you say, no man knoweth the Father? No man knoweth. I mean, you would think that. So, it's obvious that the Son they are talking about here is not Jesus of Nazareth. You can't tell Peter that he doesn't know Jesus. But Jesus is saying in the presence of his disciples that no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father. If me, I'm even troubled, how will the disciples begin? Honestly, many of us think that if we were in the days of Jesus, we'll follow is a lie. We will have issues with Jesus. You know, there are some statements that even me, did. There was a day I read a statement. I said, Jesus, me, myself, I have issues with you with this statement. This statement, if me go money issues, fellow, yes, sir. You know, so, and it's good you acknowledge it. You know, there's some things when you read it. You know, some of us, we don't like to ask questions. Sir, how is that possible? So, it's obvious that when they say some disciples left him, he was not kidding. Excuse me, we've been following you for 3.5 years. Are you joking here? We left our businesses and you are telling me we don't know you. We sleep with you on the same bed. Which son and the father are you talking about? I feel some, I even think that Jesus has mental, maybe in this day they will say maybe he has a personality disorder. Because he will laugh with them and then he will say some other things. He will say he's in heaven as he saw, okay. What exactly? Is this man, is this okay? So Jesus is not an easy person to follow. Even to follow Jesus of Nazareth in the flesh. He was not an easy person. So we give kudos to the 12 disciples. Hey, well, excuse me, many of us may have been some Judas. Because it's not making sense. It's not adding up. It's not adding up. I can already make a statement that nobody knows the Father and the Son except the Father. Which son is he talking about? And to whom the son will reveal. You know, history has that Peter was older than Jesus. You know that. You know, Ogunagba, after this statement, he might have just said, sir, excuse sir. He said, to whom you reveal? Which son do you want to reveal again? So the issue of the son, what the son comes to give, is not something that is easily found. He must say to whom he will reveal. And that was the essence of Revelations. He says that, you know, the revelation of Jesus that God even gave to him. So, in our Lord Jesus, you see, Jesus, now in recent, we know Jesus was a container. Sherry, Jesus of Nazareth that me and you have known here, that was healing the sick and all. Sweet, sweet Jesus. But you see, we need to unbox what he has inside. Now, one of the things that is sure that he has inside is the custodian of the things that has to do with the Son and the Father. Because if Jesus is the one speaking about the Son and the Father, it means that some things are inside of him that is sounding. Those things were coming from a place. They were not coming from the person that was just healing the sick. Jesus' statement showed that he was from another planet. Jesus' statement did not correlate with the days of where he was. So when you say Son, Father, because some of us are saying that it's the same Jesus, but you see in Jesus, there were things that were inside of him. Now, you will only understand it when you can know that it was the Word that became flesh. You see, if you are looking at Jesus as, you know, Christmas is coming, that baby manger, if that is the Jesus you are looking at, you will have problem. You will not understand. But when you are looking at Jesus from the scripture, when Isaiah prophesied about him, about what who he is, then you have an understanding that he contains things, and those things, they call them treasures. God's people, there's no way to the Father except to Jesus. Forget all this theory. You know, say that, are you saying that there's only one way to? Yes, there's only one way to God. It's called Jesus. It's called Jesus. Because he took a God to walk on earth. A God that left his godhood and came to the place of being a man. Jesus was full man. Do you know why we celebrate Jesus? You know, we always say, yes, he died for my sin. Amen. He died for our sin. Because, you know, dying for our sin is not the real focus. The real focus from Genesis has always been about giving you. The real focus in Genesis was about giving you and I an inheritance. The real focus in Genesis was about making man an habitation of God. Now, the issue of dying for our sin was a necessity to bring that dream to mind. You know, when we are talking about the Son of God, please, we need to understand where man journey from. If you don't understand it, your brain will be jamming. You see, the things of the Son, we continue to shout it on the rooftop because we are talking about our destiny. Do you want to expire? Because the way man is, expiry date. And when God thinks salvation, they're not thinking salvation as they died for you. for your sin. There are not things salvation that I died and your sin and transgression. Those ones came as a necessity of things they need to address. When they are thinking salvation, they are thinking, when they look at you, they can just see a reflection of themselves. We are shouting, merciful God. When they touch you like this, they touch content of mercy. Okay, they want to define who is a merciful being. They just display a conversation. They say, that's mercy. So when we are talking about the things that make the Son, the things that make the Father, there are things that make themselves. And in Jesus, it came. See, this has always been their dream. Now, listen very well. You see why me and you, we should stop joking. We should stop all this joke that we are joking. It's because that for more than 6,000 years, this Godhead have been upon this agenda. Satan, who is only stealer, killer, destroyer. He didn't want that dream to come to pass. But I'm trying to say that the issue of saying that the way there can be boldness to declare that in Jesus, it is not only healing the sick that is in Jesus. It is not only in the name of Jesus, you know. No, that in Jesus, there are contents called treasure that made up the Godhead. That a man walked upon this earth by issue of breathing in oxygen for 3.5 years by reason of work, and accrued treasure that are in heaven. That a man called Jesus, they laid up the treasure that made up the Son and Father in a man. Excuse me, it's a big deal. It is mercy. You see, me and you, we have shouted mercy. And honestly, mercy should not be strange to any believer. Mm-mm. In fact, we do travel mercies. There are all manners and shades of mercy that a believer, God showed me mercy. As I wanted to cross, God just helped me and he showed me mercy. We thank God. It's still mercy. You know, there's mercy that God saved me. And a believer's life is actually a life where mercy should operate. We thank God for all of that mercy. And you know, even when you think you are doing obedience, now mercy will help you. You see, you know, it's the way you always say, and I have understanding, commandment. God just spoke commandment, and I do. Actually, they just supply mercy to you. Not be you, they do them alone. They helped you. You know, even to the place that when we gave our life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, what made you believe? Na mercy. Na mercy. You don't understand. Mercy policed you to that place where you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Mercy policed you to friends. I knew people that it was boyfriend or girlfriend that brought them to church. Some people follow sister to church, follow brother to church. You know, and mercy is very interesting. And it just helped you, and it helped you believe. Why you will know his mercy is that the same message you heard that convicted you did not convict other people. You don't know that something is off. So know that me and you, Bible calls us vessels of his mercy. We were talking about the Israeli here. I say, if God willing to show his wrath endured, you know, with most of the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory. Where? On the what? Which had what? Because you know why you have to be a vessel of mercy? It's only a vessel of mercy that can take riches. The riches that is in the riches of the Son and the Father, if you have not been crafted as a vessel of mercy, you will not fit. These vessels of mercy, the Bible says they have obtained it. They obtain it. You know, I was saying earlier that one of the things that Satan has lied to us is to make us feel that God is angry with you. I'm here to let you know that God is not angry with you. God is not angry with you. God does not hate you. You know, we've had some of our sisters and brothers that are under that bondage of they've committed unpardonable sin. When we read that Psalm 103, he said he pitied us. He knows our frame. When God is dealing with us, he knows that, dust lele ye. Can I ask you a question? If a baby, maybe, I don't know what a baby can break, and a baby breaks it, even though you feel like slapping, will you slap the baby? So sometimes that's how God looks at us. God pities us. Satan has lied to us that God does not like you. God is angry with you. All your disobedience, God wants you to fail. God wants you to pass. God wants you to be strong. Do you understand? Many times, the record of sin that we keep, it is we that keep it, it's not him. You know, it has happened to me, and I know it has happened to you, that you have done something, and you say, God, forgive me. And when you are still going to presence to have communion, the thing is still in front of you. I remember the way the Lord delivered me. You know, this way that, you know, you still want to bring up the issue. That's it. As if he did not even remember what you are saying. Scripture just made sense that I will not remember their sin. You don't understand. God is not only forget, he can't remember. When God is taught towards us, they are taught of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. God doesn't deal with you and I based on your past. He's dealing with you on how we can help you to come to the future. Not even the future you have planned for yourself. The future that he has planned for you. So when we are talking about his mercy, his mercy, when Exodus 34, they said God is merciful. That is what costs them. When you open him up to his children, what you see is mercy. You know, some of us, sometimes some things happen. Maybe you lose a loved one. You can even think that, God, he has not shown me mercy. But it takes you to have understanding to know that. You see, there are some things that happen to you on this part of life. You won't have understanding why. But when you can see from the place of mercy, you will know that maybe when you get there and you have a conversation, you will now see that it was actually mercy that spoke for you. He says, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God. This was Moses when he was receiving, you know, the Ten Commandments. Say, the Lord God, merciful. So it means when you open him, what you see is that he's full of mercy. He said, gracious, long suffering. Because anytime you mention mercy, there's no way you will not refer to long suffering. He said, abundant in goodness and what? And in truth. He said, these are the things he's rich in. So when you are talking about, you know, the ministration of the Son of God coming to us as living Father is a ministration of mercy. Paul was talking about it very, very clear. He said, me, the worst blasphemer. Do you know what I was thinking one day? Where was Paul when Jesus was alive? So when he mentioned that he was a blasphemer, I'm sure he was part of the Pharisee. Only God knows. Yes, I'm sure he must have heard about Jesus. So when Paul called himself the chief blasphemer, only God knows what he has used himself to say. There's no weakness or infirmity that has grabbed you. I can never believe that you cannot be saved. Stop taking yourself seriously. You don't want to take your weakness seriously. This infirmity, oh, it's serious, Jew. Paul said, me, blasphemer. God is so confident in what he has done, in his son. And guess what? His confidence in the way that can be moved to us. And he knows that when that is done, whatever your problem, it can be addressed. And that's why sometimes you go to meet your pastor, you tell them the problem like this. And your pastor just say, just keep hearing. You know, you wonder that, how does hearing just keep following, just keep following. And can I ask us, how many of us have seen the result? If you have ever followed and continued to hear and you saw a result, raise up your hand. Me, I've seen, no. Just in church, you just keep following and some things have just disappeared. Just keep following and hearing. I've just received wisdom of life. You know why? The strength of that is the ability to be moved to us. Because, you know, in the season of hearing, there are things they want to move to us. Now, you see, God's mercy. Some of us, of our friends, we started hearing these words together. There was a mercy at new birth that actually moved you and I to believe. There's a mercy that made you believe that baptism of the Holy Ghost is real and you're speaking in tongues. You see that baptism of the Holy Ghost, that one, Yengengen, is a mind blower. I mean, what kind of mercy possess you? They say, oh yeah, open your mouth. Does it make sense with your natural learning? That means mercy has tampered with something. And then you continued. You know, there are some people till we speak, they don't believe in speaking in tongues. You know, there are some believers that don't believe in speaking in tongues. If you see them, their prayer life is very frustrating. Yes. Because actually, if genuinely at a point, you know that you need something more. And there are some, and you have continued to hear and to follow. You have continued to come to a place where you are being discipled. You know? And then a mercy came and you heard. You heard that God has a plan for you. I don't know which message brought you to this seat that you are sitting now. Maybe they told you that, God is doing something. God is raising people. God is seventh day, third day, Zion people. You know, there's a people. Maybe it's immortality or even the thought of being able to disappear and appear that came to you. Or the thought of being superstars. You know, there's a way. Yeah, some people came into Zani that God will raise them. They'll be superstars. They will do miracles. Whatever. But there was a mercy that came at a point that you heard and you believed. But there were some people that came as you came. And there was a message that made them hear, but yet they could not continue. You know, in the community at large, we've had some people as some years past, you know, come and go. And they left at a point where there were many things that were not in the house. You know, and you wonder what happened to them. It meant that there was an access that was given to you for to sit down and to hear. Excuse me, it is mercy that makes somebody sit down in church to be pastored. This generation, their pastor is online. This generation that does not believe in being pastor, that all they need to do, they join every online meeting, but they have no pastor. They are not among. It's not even a matter of pastor, because there are some online pastors too. Yes, so that you pay to be able to get consultation. Yes. Mercy must have been shown to you to be among. Because the issues of inheritance, the issue that make up treasure, is among you. It's not so low. So there's a mercy that visit to make you sit down. To sit down in church among people is a mercy. Oh. Now, for those of you that are in church, for you to now integrate, this is a mercy that some people, the way the mercy access they're giving them is also at least come to church every Sunday. But some, they've shown them mercy. They can now say, good afternoon, how are you? And they're available. It's mercy. But they've raised a standard. Anytime somebody raises a standard of obedience, my brother and sister, the ground you are standing, you are still there, is no longer valid. It's a sinking sand. You don't know? If you are standing with someone, somebody obeys. Once there's a standard, that's it. Your ground, all your excuses is gone. The only thing you have to do is to raise. These are my brothers. I say, when you look at them like this, guy, this guy, your obedience, ah? They measure the yardstick. So the moment somebody obeys a standard amongst us, you have no validity. You know, I said, there's a message that makes you born again. There's a message that brings you to church. Some people are in church. They are just marking number. Jesu Oluwawa, Ami. And they're out. And it's a message that will make, but I have to talk to brother. How are you? Mercy has shown you to begin to discern brotherhood. They've not shown you mercy. Or rather, they've shown you, you have chosen to forsake your mercy and embrace your own lying vanity. Let me tell you, they've even shown you mercy. Because for somebody to obey, that means there's a grace. And something about grace is that it opens up over an economy. If you latch into it, it has happened for you. So that means it's been shown, but you have not been willing. So it's not enough for me and you to say that we are vessels of mercy. But you now see that it comes to us in various measure. Because let me tell you, that mercy being, the mercy things and the mercy substances, they are treasures. And you know, they say Jesus is a custodian of all treasures. They say in him dwells the bodily. Colossians 2:3 that talks about the various mysteries. It talks about in whom dwell the riches of his treasure. So those things are what? They are treasure. And one of the things that God wants to do is to ensure that he moves this treasure to us. But you see what has happened is that Satan is a stealer of treasure. And you know what is so sad? Satan steals life not because he wants to use it. He can't use the life. Because it's not compatible with the life. But he knows how to diffuse it. He knows how to steal the life. He knows how to destroy it. He cannot use it. And of course, you know that me and you are the only one keeping Satan in here. You know, we are the ones keeping him. It's not a matter of, get out of here, Satan. He can get out, but his things are there. You know, many times, cast him out and we cast him out. He goes out because he has to respond. But you see, his laughter is not that I'm going out. It's not that we are one coming. They are working for me. Satan believes in the work he has done in man. He believes it so much, he can take a sip. He can go and just say that in the work, he will speak for him. His seed, you know, he knows the word of God. You know, there's a word of God say, your seed shall speak for you. Satan knows that his seed can speak for him. Yes, now, a work of malice done in a man. It's just that work of malice. It will speak for him. That work of malice can bring his nature. And the moment there's nature, you will have deity. The moment there's nature, you will have person. Satan's work, he knows that his work we always bring him. His work we always call him. Is a principle of the spirit. As long as the things are there, and that's why we must never be bankrupt of the things of God. He said, as the scent of water. Even when a tree is hewn down as the scent of water. Just the scent. So in the same way, at the scent of some sins, some things will blow them up. So the issue of giving us the things that cost to be living and to be everlasting, because if they don't give us those things, these things can still, they can still sprout. You don't know what they call his name? Dragon. He can dragon. That's why, you see, this message of long suffering. Say long suffering. Ah, I looked at that long suffering. They say long spirited. Yeah. When they say long, long spirited, they say ability to continue. Because many of us, we think that Satan's work is quick work. Get out of here. Out you go in the name of Jesus. It's not going to go nowhere. If he goes out, he's going to come back. Because he's got his things inside of you. Let me ask you, what happens that every Sunday you come here filled with the Holy Ghost? Ragaga, when you go back to that your room, go, you begin to do your things. You go back to your nature. You go back to the malice. You know, some of us, we leave the malice at home on Sunday. When we finish church, you go back to the malice. Maybe there's a negative atmosphere. Maybe there's a sister, a brother, your husband, or whatever. Fatubere is in bone. Don't we all do it? That this sister, whoa, I'm going to give her. But you just left church. And demon has trembled at your presence. You have spoken in tongues. You have kabash personas spread and all. And yet, when you go back to that mole. Are you not seeing that Satan is not powerful as much as we give him the power? If you want him to lose his hold, then we will allow the mercies of the things of God to begin to make us. To make us to be beings that, you know, because you know those things that our Lord Jesus Christ told that he wants to release are the things that comes from a God who is merciful, that he wants to give to vessels of mercy. You can't be talking about the things of mercy and you are not merciful. You cannot be in the season of mercy and you don't know how to show mercy. Please, a beggar is coming to ask you money. Lagosian, you know all the tricks they do. And you have a natural disposition towards that beggar. Or even in traffic. But I'm just trying to say that you can't be somebody who is not merciful. You're blessed are the merciful, for they shall do what? The merciful God cannot want to give you things. You see, what releases the things of the Father and the Son are actually mercy. It's a pool. Mercy is a pool. He said, let us therefore boldly come to the throne of what? Grace, that we must obtain mercy. That's what releases it. Now, imagine me and you, they want to give. You are not merciful. You know, some of us, we are not even merciful towards one another. Our judgment when siblings or people do things to you is always judgment. Let me tell you, the higher you are in understanding, the tendency for you not to show mercy. Yes, so because you know law. No, this is not proper. This is not right. This is thing is not. You just say it is nature. That nature, you just be speaking English. You don't know. Yes. The higher you have, that you have this understanding, the more you can exchange. You be thinking I have judgment, but you don't have mercy. That's why many times when they talk about judgment in scripture, they always put mercy. If they leave judgment alone, you will see mercy. So you cannot say you want to receive the things that God, and you are not tender. Please, I want to speak to us. Some of us, we are very, very hard with ourselves. There are some wise husbands that don't take nonsense for their spouse. Our daddies, I know that you are trying to raise us, but you must be tender towards your wife. Our wives, my sisters too. There's a way we handle our husbands like this. But, and you know, women, show him mercy. You know, even when you are trying to make them eat healthy. Show them mercy sometimes. Even parents to children. But I'm telling you, being merciful towards one another, it cuts across. I'm just trying to say that there's a state of heart we must have in this season. I'm saying that somebody who is looking for mercy, there's a posture of heart he's supposed to have. God, not even wants access that a mother, when she wants something, she's like a stupid person. Because, you know, have you seen a mother who has a sick child go to the hospital? If the mother is a professor, she's just at the mercy. Because all you want is an healthy child. So even if the person that is talking to you, you feel like slapping, you're just, okay. Everything, yes, ma'am, because you want something. There's a demon of somebody that wants something from God. Please, are there areas where you are high? When you are high, when it comes to being tender towards one another, He said, being tender hearted towards one. And this also ties to what? It ties to long suffering. Are there areas where you are not tender? Maybe in the house. You know, there's some people that them and household destruction, they are north and south. They know they hear. I remember, so I was just like, Kilo Day. The Lord had to tell me that, this person, he has problem. Place to start from. You should start praying for the person. I said, pray for the person. I said, yes. It's the Lord said, that's the only thing. But if you want to shout from money, you will sin. That's what the Lord told me. If I stay there. So we need to be tender. You know, many of us, we are not tender hearted towards ourselves. We are even more tender to outsiders. That is a Babylonish nature. It's not charitable. We are not kind. See now, and be we what? Kind one to what? Another. Chapter 3 of Ephesians was one talking about being strengthened with might in the inner man. You know that chapter 3, they've concluded the expression of Christ and they were being opened up to abundant mercy. If you read towards the end of it, you know, riches of glory that Christ may do in your heart by faith, granted. You know, this was people that were about to begin to enter into the ministration of the sanctuary for the most holy place. They were already in the sanctuary. Chapter 4, that's the idea for. Because you see, the things of mercy, they give it to prisoners. Men and women who are imprisoned by conversation of mercy and long suffering. You know, say, I therefore, he did not say he was a prisoner of the Lord. One way you know that you are becoming a charity person, that you are a prisoner. Charity is a definition, it's a prison cell. He said, charity is kind. They defined a life to you, it's a boundary drawn for you. So when you say that you can begin to receive access of the Son of God and the Father from the Most Holy, you are a prisoner. He's only a prisoner. That's why the high priest, I just thought about, you know, he has a bell. You see that thing? Imprisonment, you know, is a sign of life. He now says, I therefore, the prisoner of our Lord Jesus, beseech you that you walk what? Worthy of the vocation you were what? Called. With all what? Lowliness and what? Meekness. With what? Long suffering. See, now, you see this long suffering? I was saying that it's long spirited. He said, but you see, there is a definition he gives. Anytime long suffering is mentioned, I observed in epistle to make us understand forbearing. You can't do long suffering if you cannot forbear. You cannot do long suffering if you are not endeavoring to keep something. Patience is different from long suffering. Patience can be an action. I'm patient with you. But when long suffering is employed, it's coming from a nature. Long suffering is coming to a fact that you are bearing something. Because it's necessary forbearing. You are endeavoring. It is people who are forbearing and endeavoring that can suffer long. You see, this season of ministration of access, we have been patient, so we thank God. You know, some of us is a patient person. They are now saying that me and you, the next phase they want to measure for us is called what? Long suffering. You know, there are some situations that it looks like you cannot do those situations well if you have not done it among your brethren. If you have not done that forbearing, you cannot do it. Look at the long suffering of Moses now. Excuse me, 40 years in your father-in-law's house, keeping sheep, a prince, mighty in words. You know, we have watched that story of Moses. That is always his staff. If you read about Moses, he actually won some wars in Egypt. The Bible calls him active. He was mighty in words. You don't understand? Jethro ordinarily should not be able to move near Moses. But Moses, 40 years, keeping sheep. In your father-in-law's house. What is your vocation? Sheepkeeper. Year one, sheepkeeper. Year two, Jethro's sheep. And guess what? They never called him Moses' sheep. You don't understand. For 40 years, he did not even have a sheep to his name. They still called him Jethro's sheep. There's no man that suffers long that will not be converted to a meek man. So when they say Moses was the meekest man on earth, they know the process that converted him. The reason why me and you are still high-minded is because we have not suffered long. If you have suffered long in a situation, there's a way suffering long configures you. Because you are bearing. Because, you know, you are bearing. When you are bearing, you know when you are bearing something, do you bear standing? You bear bowing, broken, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond of peace. If you read this in Colossians, so this also a candidate of men that are being made to begin to receive access for things of the most holy. And I say, put on therefore elect of God, holy and below. Bowels of what? Yes.
They say, put it on. That means you can put on the bowels of mercy. When they say bowels, that is inside of you. Bowels are things inside of you. Some of us, the things that are inside of us are unmerciful. Yes, forget it. You might say, I am merciful. It's a lie. Go, this word, you see when God's word is coming, go and extract yourself. Whether you have bowels of mercy, bowels of kindness. If you think as a believer that being merciful comes with saying that I'm a Christian, you are lying. Epistle is telling people as an instruction. So it does not come with the name called Christians. It comes with growth. It comes with journey. He said, bowels of mercy, kindness. He said, put it on. He said, if you say that I'm Christ, your proof that you have knowledge, your proof that they are showing you mercy, is that we must begin to see this. He said, kindness, humbleness of mind. Meekness. He now says what? Forbearing. You cannot do long suffering if you cannot forbear. I am doing this. How come I'm living with my brother? How come? If you cannot forbear a situation, you cannot forbear a boss. I always tell people, you know that thing that also makes you quick to change jobs? You need to check it. Forbearing with one another. Forgiving one another. Excuse me, you can be hearing light and you don't know how to forgive. When you are reading an epistle, don't read that you know. There's a way you can assume that, may I forgive everybody. He's a liar. One of the things you know that is not okay is that whenever the thought of the person hits your mind, anytime you just see any shade, it might not be that, you know, some people might even ease. Your own might not ease. But anytime you just feel that your heart, there's a friction. As if your heart, the blood pumped sharper. You know that there's something there. Forbearing is in continuous test. Some of us, what we have is only past experiences I forgave. They say forgiving. That is, it's continuous. Meaning that brethren will normally upset you. Whoever made you feel that brethren are perfect, they lie to you. We are not perfect. Scripture, they say, iron sharpeneth iron. Even tongue and teeth, they fight. Brethren are not perfect. Brethren, they are so loving as we are, we get our issues. Having our issues, Jesus is not ashamed of us. We just know that we are work in progress and we are getting better. If we are all perfect, there's no salvation. So people need to embody the offenders. So forbearing, one, forgiving. God's people, forgiveness is a culture of men and women that wants to receive access to the things that make the Son of God. If any man have a quarrel against him, even as Christ forgave you. It is so hard for us to be preaching forgiveness to brethren who are in light. It's hard. It's like above all, put on charity, which is the bond of what? I'm trying to say that you cannot talk about long suffering. Suffering long with one another. Some of us, you are staying in a place, it's not comfortable. And in this place, it's not comfortable. It's your comfort. Your comfort will never make you suffer long. My comfort. That comfort has led you. You cannot suffer long. You cannot suffer long with people. Anytime people upset you, just know that those people, you need to wake up and pay attention. That salvation in one, just see them as salvation. Your salvation package. Yes, so salvation package. Do you know the reason why husband and wife break marriages? They can't forbear. Forbearance is one thing that is beginning to be missing in marriages. It's missing in relationships. This world does not preach forbearance again. They teach that your peace, mental health. I mean, for my mental health, I don't have the bandwidth for that. I don't have the English is plenty. So you might think it's just a slang. You might think it's a move. But what Satan is taking away is the ability for us to have access to the things of the most holy. It's the ability for us to have anything that can actually suffer long. Because you see, if long suffering is not done in me and you, we cannot be everlasting. We cannot last. One thing long suffering does is to make you last. If Job can expire Satan without an understanding, he said that, that one will intercede for me. He didn't have an intercessor. What Job got was unbridled. It was not measured. Jesus still apportioned it. And a man expired him. Because people, if he can, if we don't, then he's on us. One thing this world is taking away from us is the ability to suffer long. There's so much impatience. If you are not suffering, you are impatient. We are impatient with one another. We are impatient on the road. As in impatient everywhere. Even ordinary driving. Impatience. Our food. So when they talked about Indomie, why do you always want these quick fixes food? We are impatient about everything. How will we suffer long? That's why the issue of The ministration of the Son of God is a big deal. We don't know it, but many of us, we embrace those things that the world sells to us. We're even impatient with our change. We are impatient. Parents are impatient with their children. They won't allow a child go through a process. They are quick to take a child away from a process so that he can quickly. No! There's an order of life. So the issue of suffering long, because people, we need to look at it again. No. Because even God himself, if he suffers long, look at me and you now. Look at your age. That's the age that they've been suffering long with you. Now, if you want to hide the age of your parents and your generation, that's the age they've been suffering with you, your whole generation. And they have not given up on you. You don't understand? Calculate your age. They have not given up on you. They are suffering long with a hope. And that's why you can't suffer long when there's no hope in view. Yes, because what makes you suffer long? What makes you continue? It's because you believe. It's because you believe that something is being added. There are many things in our lives that they need to expire. And you know, many of us, we don't note these things quickly. Some people, they put some people in our life. They are the catalyst for us. I'm telling you, sometimes some are even siblings. Some people, their own is even their spouse. They can't suffer long. It's lack of long suffering that makes us have issues amongst ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we record all what our spouse has been. Some of us have even mastered not to say it. But our mind is still recounting it. It's still rewinding it. Then when am I going to come out of this? Is this not going to be my reality? Jonah 2:8. Can we read it together? He said what? Can we read it in Amplified? Lying vanity. Say lying vanity.
Lying vanity.
They say lying vanity in our idol. You know what is amazing? In 1 John 5:20. That says the Son of God is come to give us an understanding of the true God. Abby, when the next verse they now say is that little children, they say the Son of God has come to give you access and give you an understanding. You don't understand. 21 is funny with 20. He said, we know that the Son of God is what? Come. Access has come. That we may know that what? Him that is true, and in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. Then I say, little children, keep yourself from idol. And then I put, amen. That is a prayer. That in the season where God is showing mercy, our major adversary, na idol, they call it lying vanity. He say, forsake your mercy. The reason why me and you will not take things that mercy has brought to us is because of our idol. What's our idol? They are the things that we love. They are the things that we regard. They are the things that we exalt above the mercy that is coming to us. And those things, we think they are our life. You know, there's a way, for an instance, I'm just talking about a young family. You know, there's a way you say, me, when I marry, me, myself, and my husband, I don't want anybody. And you know, there's a way they can love their privacy, but there's a need for someone to be around them. So you see that privacy has become what? Is their idol. They love their life. You know, loving an idol, loving that vanity is vain. That is the way it is being fetched for. When they say something is vain, that thing is thin. It has no semblance of life. It's actually a pseudo. In the realm of counting life and anything that matters, it does not matter. That's why they call it vain. Vanity are exaltations of the mind. There are things the mind cooks up as standard. The mind cooks it. It's cooking up. That's why it's vain. Oh, vain. It does not exist when they are counting life. Nobody can count vanity when they are counting life. Very vain. Because you want that, then you are forsaking your mercy. Because actually, there's an access that should come to you by that package that is coming your way. Because people, if only we know that some kindnesses we do to one another is the access to mercy. Because people, the reason why you have not made movement with your leg is because you have not practiced long suffering. I'm telling you, Bible tells us, man, that they should love their wives and not be bitter against it, so that their prayer will not be what? Excuse me. A man that does not understand that principle very well, he has forsaken his mercy. If he's running after contract, yo, baba, there's a mercy of not being bitter against his wife that he has forsaken. And many times he looks very foolish. No wonder Jesus said he rejoiced in his spirit. You see, you now see that it is lying vanity for you to be wise, for you to be prudent in vanity. You will not have access. He says, "Hey, who follow worthless?" They call it worthless idols. Idols on you, what they lay. They have never had what. You see, this idol thing, it can take things away from you. If you might think that it's nothing. You know, there's a way a sister can think that a mindset that she has about certain things is nothing. But it can take a generation out of you. Because people, go and ask Rachel. You know our idol? Leah left her own idols in her father's house. Rachel went with her own to her husband's house. But go and ask Rachel. Rachel, she held on. Rachel held on to the idol. Abby, he held on to the idol so much that he took her life. She even lied. That idol was what took her life. Oh, you see that idol? It troubled her generation. Preserved the brother. You know, Joseph was a tool that God used to preserve and increase the number. According to God's promise, God by mercy, they gave mercy to Joseph to have access. But guess what? That idol said, oh, trouble, Ephraim. Because Joseph is Ephraim. And that was why when the issue of kings came, the issue of, I have found a man, they found it in Judah. They found it in the generation of Leah. Leah who did not have an idol. And that was why David could go. They found when they were going to look at even men that would be able to carry the ark, they found Levi. Also Leah. They found those are men that they could risk everything. Because people, idols will never make us find mercy of God. I don't know, but you need eyes to see your idols. You see those idols, they are like gum. They just glue your leg and your hand. You know if you move, you know if you work. You cannot make movements. You not say that, I've been hearing this thing. I'm not changing. I'm not changing. You cannot change. You cannot change because you are joined to an idol. You are joined to an idol. You know, God's servant said something fearful. He said, you know, there's a way after mercy keeps coming to you and you are not changing. Then you are becoming another thing. Actually, you are changing. You are becoming a son of perdition. Because everybody changes. There's no middle ground. Excuse me, it is lake of fire. Or it is what? It is the throne. There's no middle part. Shey Egbo Lake throne. Is that throne lake? No, you are either here or there. And if God needs to give us eyes, are there things that have held us bound to do the commandment of forbearance? Commandment of kindness, of being merciful. See, I say to us that we are not merciful as we ought to be. We are not yet still tender towards one another. Many of us, we have strong mindset. But these are the reasons why, you see, if we don't pay attention to it, the mercy that God wants to give us access to, the things that makes us to live and continue to live, the things that makes eternal. You see what 1 John 5:20 is telling us, the things that makes us to be what? To be eternal.
Ara! 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 Your brethren is your body. Ara, 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 ara. Thank you, Jesus. Chobaran chadina togo chenchelene mena tavanoa. Sago kapane ntite noso sombre heketonga jidu antala. Senomeno fellows. 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 Fellows in mercy. Fellows of mercy. Fellows in mercy. Fellows of mercy. Brethren of mercy. Brethren of mercy. Oh, my brethren. My brethren. My brethren. It's a fellowship of mercy. It's a fellowship of mercy. You have been called. You have been called. You have been called into a communion of mercy for mercy. Mercy to mercy. Mercy for mercy. Mercy. Mercy one to another. Mercy one to another. Tied in mercy. Joined in mercy. Like your head. Like your head. Even he who is the merciful one. Even the merciful high priest. Oh, Ed, mercy. Mercy, Ed. Oh, the same mercy, even with which he relates with you. Even with which he communes. Even with which he fellowships with you. Having mercy upon you, day after day. Day after day. Day after day. Omina kaso peredeni gisho kamnatia. Mercy is tie. Mercy is tie. Mercy is to tie you. Mercy is to tie you. Tie you one to another. One to another. Until you become one. One to him. One to him. You to him. You to him. Until you become one with him. One with him in mercy. In mercy. Use mercy. Use mercy. Engage mercy. Do not forsake your mercy. Do not forsake your mercy. Do not forsake your mercy. Close the gap. 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 It's the realm of one. It's the realm of oneness. It's the realm of oneness. Use mercy to close the gap, said the Spirit of God.
Amen. I believe that one of the things the Lord really wants us to examine again is our conversation within one another. I want to read this Ephesians 4:31 in Amplified. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, all spitefulness, verbal abuse, malevolence. He says, be kind and helpful to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, forgiving one another readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. God's people, if we will not forsake our mercy, they need to give us eyes so that we can see areas where we have been joined to idols. We have been joined to, lying vanities. We have vain imagination. Now, lying vanities is, if you think it's small, it's a big deal. Because one of the things lying vanities will do, it brings you to a place where you become a candidate of destruction. From lying vanities, you will graduate to vain imagination. You will come to a place where the thought of a man's heart is perpetually wicked. That was how Genesis men were raised. I'm just trying to say to us that they cannot be showing us mercy or suffering long towards us, and we can't do the same for one another. He said, to whom much is given, much is what? Expected. You cannot want to receive and you are not doing well. Number one, God does not tell us to do what they don't do. If you are sure that you carry their seed and your destination is to become like them, then you need to begin to live their life. Many of us, we know this scripture we are reading, but it must move beyond precepts. It must come to a place where it is not only lines. It is our commandments. It is our covenants. Man can come to a place where he has used mercy well, that when it comes to the issue of being unkind, he can't do it. When they say God cannot lie, it's not because God doesn't have a lie to tell.
It's just because it is not in him. You don't understand. He just cannot do it. He just cannot. He cannot. The ability, his frame is not like that. So it is possible for us to be tender-hearted. It is possible for me, whenever wants to explain mercy to somebody, they can just say, mercy, that's mercy. Because they can actually see. You know, for instance, we talked about hospitality. We know hospitality, for instance, have given people access. One of the things that the saints of old knew how to do, and patrons of old knew how to do, was they were practitioners of hospitality. You know, we've been talking about being hospitable, and yet there are some people who are still not hospitable. I mean, people use hospitality and they receive angels. It is clearly documented in scripture. They receive visitation. How much more? Except me and you are joking. I mean, I don't know. Me, I'm not a joker. I don't know about you, but I don't have anything to go back to. It is this gospel of Christ that will land me into the destination and the future God has planned for me. So therefore, I will apply myself. I will put all myself. I will do everything because I want God's mercy. But I'm trying to say that the measure of light that comes in different measure, you can't be thinking you want to receive that thing, except you want mental understanding. But you see, what the mercy has is not just to tell me. The mercy wants to make me. They want me to become. There's a way I ought to now conduct myself. That's the reason. Because people, I'm telling you, the reason why you have been stuck in that walk and this infirmity is not going, check them now. Let them give you eyes. And you know what? I just have an impression that they've shown some of you. You have seen some of you. You've seen where you are not doing well. This thing, oh, get here. But yet, you are not just choosing willingness. See, when it comes to this eternal inheritance, your will is involved, though. They don't possess you. Your will is involved. My will is involved in becoming what God wants me to become. So if your will is like, your will is joined to something else, then that means you are joking. You are joking with your life. You are joking with your destiny. You are joking with a whole lot. May God open our eyes. That's my prayer. I've been praying for mercy. I mean, one prayer is, Lord, I want to be a being of mercy. And in wanting to be saved, I will receive the measure of supply that it gives me. You, me and you, we need to be wanting. You know, there's a mindset that we can have that is God that will change me. Excuse me. Mercy will not just be mercy towards me and you. And there's no requirement from you. You don't understand? So mercy, you know, mercy. You know, there's a way we sing those songs. And it can give you one kind mindset that all you need to do is to cross your leg and mercy. Mercy will make you obey the commandments of forgiveness. Abi, you are the one that will say forgive. Because the instruction is Ephesians. They say forgiving. That means it's a verb. It's a doing word. Action word that you do. May God come to us and speak to us again. Can we just begin to respond to God? Can we just begin to respond to Him?
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.